Smallman on Star. Brought to you by Impressions Print and Publish, the UK's favourite short-run book printer, specialising in self-publishing and business publications. Log on to printandpublish.co.uk.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Smallman Making Sense of Business. It's week 25 of this series, and it's here on a Wednesday evening on Star Radio, broadcasting live to Cambridgeshire and via the podcast to the World Wide Web. Before introducing this evening's guests, who are from UKTI and a firm called Green Energy Options, let's first catch up with this week's news roundup, and read for us today, of course, by Emma. How'd you go?
Smallman on Star, making sense of business.
Heathrow has seen 70 million passengers pass through its terminals in a year for the first time. The UK's busiest airport achieved the milestone during the 12 months to March. Airport operator BAA says the figures reflect the airport's resilience amid challenging economic conditions. Facebook is buying photo sharing app Instagram for $1 billion. It allows users to add filters and effects to pictures taken on smartphones. The app's gained around 30 million users since it first launched in January last year. And sales of fuel fell sharply over the four-day Easter weekend compared to the same time last year. The retail motor industry says sales of petrol were around 30% less than Easter 2011, while super diesel sales were down by almost 60%. The RMI says it's because of last month's panic buy-in. That's your latest business news. I'll have more next week.
Smallman on Star.
Thank you very much, Emma. I hope whether you're following the show here live or as we mentioned earlier on podcast, that you've also signed up on Twitter, that's at Smallman on Star, for day-to-day thoughts and ideas on business. And don't forget to get your questions in for the listeners' shows coming up in May and June. Head for the podcast page on star107.co.uk, click on the Smallman on Star page and fill in your question. Now, a couple of months ago, we had on the show Liz Basing from our local UK Trade and Investment Office here in Cambridge. And during that show, she announced a competition to promote exporting into new markets for companies in the region. And it was a regional competition, a national competition and a regional final. Tonight, we have in the studio the local firm who came third in that regional final. But before we introduce Rachel Bennett of Green Energy Options, let's say hello to Tinley Topton of UKTI. And talk about the background to this comp, Tinley. Welcome, by the way.
Thank you, David. Yes, we, as you said, we launched this competition just before Christmas, and it was really looking for companies that had new or innovative ideas that they wanted to take into international markets. We had a really good response to the competition.
No small matter of thanks to this show.
Obviously, David. We have to thank you for that. But we actually conducted a series of heats around the region to whittle down the applicants to a final 11. Process itself, we asked applicants to do four-minute pitches to a panel of judges who then scored each individual pitch. And then looking at the scoring, we invited 11 companies to a final we held on the 28th of March, so last week, at Homerton College. And as you mentioned, Green Energy Options, Rachel Bennett, who's here today from that company, came within the top three on the night.
And I understand the winner was somebody who did something who beat Joost in Suffolk, which we don't really want to talk about, but I understand that was the winner, correct?
It was, you're correct.
Okay. So talk to us about some of the sponsors, and you had some people involved. The prize is actually to get some serious help to help you with your exporting. So talk about those people who are going to do the serious help.
It is, yeah. But I mean, one of the aims of this particular competition was on the back of a national promotion we're doing to increase the number of businesses that actually export, but also importantly to lever in the resources of all those other organizations that offer support to businesses and how best we can offer support to those businesses in a more joined up manner. So just touching on that point, the competition was actually run in sponsorship with two of our partners, HSBC and PwC. And as part of this package, the prize package that's on offer, there will be support from us, UKTI, as an organization, and that's primarily through a service we provide where you can access the expertise of our overseas posts, which are actually based in 96 countries around the world, where we do anything from offering market research support to setting up appointments to hosting receptions, doing PR for you in market. And in addition, we offer some travel grants as well to help those companies.
That's the £500.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do the folks get an OMIS report as well?
They do.
They don't have to pay for the OMIS this report?
Well, they have to pay if it goes over and above the amount that we've awarded as part of the prize, but they certainly get a cash contribution towards that report. I mean, Rachel herself won't specifically get a prize element from the two sponsors because that was just for the overall winner. But the sponsors themselves will also be offering one-to-one type support to the overall winner of the competition.
Well, it was certainly something worthwhile for particularly young companies or startup or early doors companies to get into because it helps them to understand, first of all, helps them to understand the export market dynamics, etc., etc. And also in your early times of setting up the business, sometimes the thought of going into the export market sometimes gives you a bit of heebie-jeebies. And if you can have somebody there early doors who can go, you know, actually we can help you with that, it's probably a very valuable thing. So you say you had 11 from the region?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Do you mind me asking how many you actually got, in how many applications you actually got?
We got 38 in total from across the region, and it was a very good spread as well from all six counties based within the region. And I think the final actually reflected that because, again, once more, we had a good spread across the region. And in fact, the three companies that came within the top three all came from different parts of the region. So Green Energy Options from Cambridgeshire, but as you mentioned earlier, the overall winner was a Suffolk-based company, and the second place winner was actually from Essex. So again, we it just goes to show that within the region, we have really good companies with strong, innovative propositions to take to international markets, and we're certainly here to help those companies to do that.
I'm interested in the fact that in your press release you said that two of you had innovative ideas from the brains of the region with the brightest export ideas, and one of them was for digestible fish bait.
Yes,
which I thought, as a fisherman, I thought was very interesting. Yes, it should be digestible. Yep. That's a good idea. And the second one was turbines that generate electricity from river currents.
Yep.
And as many people who listen to this show know, I do have an interest in the Mississippi and have a home close to the Mississippi River. And so anything that generates electricity out of the Mississippi River or river currents is also of interest to me. So that's really interesting. Fish bait and electric turbines from river currents. Okay, thank you very much for that background, Tinley. We really appreciate it. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. Let's take a few moments to introduce our other guest here, Rachel Bennett from Green Energy Options. She's the VP for the company, and she's the lady who did the pitch, I believe,
for the
show.
Good evening.
So, Rachel, fabulous to have you along. Well done. Why didn't you win? Come on, happened?
I didn't see the other two pitches, so I can't tell you. But
it wasn't the fish bait, anyway.
No, it wasn't the fish bait. I mean, I must admit, the guy that had the beetroot juice or beetle juice, as I call him, he did have a great idea. But who knows why we didn't win? We'd have to ask the judges.
No, well, we're not about to do that, obviously. Thank you for coming in. Let's talk about how you got Green Energy Options got to where it is. Okay. How long has the firm been going? What was the idea behind it? Who started it and why?
Well, the firm was founded by Simon Anderson and Patrick Cager-Smith, and they originally set about trying to do some renewable energy program, as far as I understand it, back in 2005, 2006. So looking at home solar, home wind turbine. But very quickly, they discovered that there was no way to visualise that energy that you were making, you were using, or you were wasting. There were no in-home displays. There was no device in the home to show people exactly what they were using.
Oh, right. OK, so this is a way of plugging it into your TV so you can have a little window at the bottom of your TV that tells you how much energy you're burning in the property. Is that the same idea?
Not the TV yet, but the TV will come in due course, I'm sure, because people are more interested in watching their TV programmes at the moment. But this is a dedicated in-home display that gives you real-time live information on what your house is consuming. And we've got award-winning design based on a car dashboard, so it works on a speedo, so it shows you how fast your house is running effectively. And then it gives you information in kilowatts, which people generally don't understand. But in money is the main trigger, and also carbon becoming more and more important.
Can you actually set it to show you money?
Yes, you can.
Wow. So you can actually see how much your teenage grandchildren are costing you when they're
fooling around
on their Wii upstairs.
Yeah, you can. And you can, with our software services and iPhone apps now, you can even go and turn them off with all of the connected home smart plugs and other software applications that we're doing.
Now, I would suspect, without knowing too much about your organisation, and I know it's a fairly new business, I would suspect that your key customers are not everyday householders, but the energy suppliers.
Exactly, yes. We do a, what we call a B2B2C market, because the key is in being able to sell volume so that we can make an affordable proposition for everybody in the household. And now some of the utilities in the UK are choosing to sell those propositions to their consumers, like Scottish Power. They have a retail option. And then you get the British Gas and the Empower that give away our devices as part of the previous CERT programme.
So you can actually apply to your local energy company and they'll give you one of your pieces of kit?
Well,
some energy companies. Yeah. We don't broadcast in Scotland, except by podcast. But,
okay, well, Scottish Power available here as well in Cambridge.
That's true, yeah. So some of the suppliers are providing it as part of your billing service or whatever you want to call it, your package with them. And then others obviously make some sort of normal rental charge, presumably.
Or you can get it for tying yourself into a contract on different rates, depending on what rate you're looking for. But they are pretty attractive, and it's worthwhile doing. You can make savings by using the devices. You've got to do it. It won't do it for you, though. So it's all down to behaviour, making energy visible, making energy engaging. Showing you where you're wasting energy is the most interesting fact.
So you say showing you. So the dashboard actually gives you a very clear indication of what you're doing wrong.
Exactly. Well, shows you what you're using. And the most important thing is about making it simple. People that are in the industry understand this, but the general homeowner needs to be taken on a journey and be educated. So we help do that by making it easy to understand, colourful, strong graphics, can be seen from across the room, easy to understand icons, tick, I'm doing well, cross, I may want to turn something off or investigate further. And that's really important and powerful information.
So the power company supplies one of these devices and you
yes.
put it somewhere prominent in your house.
Yes.
I presume you plug it into a power socket.
You do. There are some have battery as well, but it takes minimum consumption. Don't worry, less than a cup of tea.
So you plug it into a power socket and it gives you a readout.
It does, yes.
Right. You must have both anecdotal as well as actual factual data that this must work and it must reduce people's consumption.
It
does. Otherwise, why would someone like Scottish Power even bother to buy them?
No, when we've got studies throughout Europe, and not just the UK, so it's taken throughout Europe, showing that at least 7% savings can be achieved. But if you work with it, 25, 26% isn't unachievable, and I've done that myself in the first year.
Did you just say 25 or 26%?
Personally, yeah, on my bill. So when I joined Geo 3 years ago, the first thing they gave me on my first day there was one of these energy displays. Simple one to get me started, for me to learn. And I plugged it in and I put it straight onto the money. My 8-year-old son helped me put it in. That's how easy it is to install.
No. That means it must be complicated. Oh. I promise you. If an eight-year-old can do it without a manual, that means it's really complicated for adults.
Then I need my 11-year-old son. No, so it showed me I was using, based on the tariff, which I could find off my bill from British Gas, showed me I was using 23 pence an hour. On something. I thought, that's not bad.
But the first thing doesn't sound like a lot.
No, but when you run around then turning everything off, I got it down to 3 pence an hour as a base load. Now that's interesting. So straight away we found the energy guzzlers, the wasters, you know, things that you don't realise consume power.
Okay, give us a couple of examples before we go to commercial grade. Give us a couple of examples of the things which in your household turned out to be guzzlers and which makes this software really useful to have.
Okay, my case it was an old freezer that we'd put out in the garage to keep my husband's fishing and surplus bread.
Very important.
Yes, very important. Very expensive.
But you went out and turned it off.
Well, we did ultimately, but there was a good reason for that because it turned out to be costing us £120 a year to run that old freezer because it was so uneconomical. It was a real guzzler. And the other thing...
I hope my wife doesn't hear this forecast, otherwise my fishing bait freezer will be turned off in an instant.
You just have to make room in your new A-rated freezer. And the other thing was my husband's power drills that were plugged in for that once a year when he ready to go, all charged up for when he, you know, was going to fix something. So now we turn that off. We turn off baby listeners. We turn off or unplug the mobile phone because, you know, one thing might not seem very much, but when you add up lots of little things, that makes a big difference.
So you seriously reduce your 23p an hour by 25%?
Yep. So now on my consumption, because, of course, rates have gone up since then. But if I look at the kilowatt consumption, yes, I've done that for 20
Okay, well, we're going to get a commercial break now. Fantastic, fascinating. We're going to come back, and the first question coming back is, why do you want to export this piece of kit? Thank you, folks. We're going to commercial break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Smallman on Star, making sense of business.
I've been watching your act, kid, and you're terrific. Sign up with me and I'll put your name in lights.
I'd rather top the bill on Google.
Sure, kid, sure, anything you like. Just sign here.
Thanks, but no thanks. I've already signed with a Superblog, and I've got more hits than the Broadway musical.
Supercharge your online marketing with Superblog and boost your rankings on Google. Visit superblog.biz for details.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Did you start your business because you had a passion for something? Do you feel you're spending less time doing what you enjoy and more time getting bogged down with daily finances and accounting? If you can relate to this, you may not realize there's a simple, no-fuss solution. Outsourcing your accounts to Insight Associates will give you more time to run your business, do what you're good at, and add to its value with quality financial information. As a proactive member of your team, you can trust Insight Associates to take responsibility for all accounting roles, from bookkeeping through to your own finance director, and all at a similar cost to employing just one person. Call now on 0800 180 4265 and begin your journey to freedom.
While you're growing your business, who's watching the kitty? Call Insight Associates now on 0800 180 4265.
Smallman on Star.
Okay, well, welcome back. We're chatting with our folks here, friendly folks here at Tinley Topton from UKTI about the Exporters Prize, and with Rachel Bennett of Green Energy Options, who's just come third in the regional final around here. Some guy doing beet juice one. I can't understand how that happened. But anyway, this is a fascinating story about helping you to cut down on your energy consumption, which is being heavily supported by the energy companies and is very ineffective. We went to break. I said to Rachel, we want to talk about how she's going to get into the export market, which is what this coming third in this competition was all about. So clearly you see a huge market for your piece of kit in where in the world?
Well, anywhere, but we have primary regions, and the prime reach for us at the moment is Europe. But we do have trials running as far afield as Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, and mainly within Europe. But so we've already sold 1.5 million units to date. That's primarily within the UK. But we've got over 12 trials running throughout Europe. And that is how this trial in a box idea that we came up with evolved, because people find it difficult, utility companies, to get their head around, well, what do I need for a display? How am I going to engage my consumer? How's it going to work? So we take the hassle out of that, and we've packaged it up and we've put it all in one box and said, here you go, here's the displays, here's the software, we'll help you run it, we'll do the analysis, we'll do the customer feedback afterwards, we'll give you customer support, we'll hold your hand all the way through, and at the end, if you want to continue, we hope you do. Obviously, we'd like to be the partner to do that with you. But if not, you've gained some valuable information. And as yet, we've had nobody who hasn't gone to the next stage. So, fantastic model to export, because it's easy.
That's brilliant. Before we just get into the technology of how you get that feedback, etc., because that's going to be interesting, is talk to us about the markets you're heading into. So which of the European countries look like being the big winners from your point of view? Who do you think is going to be first to the table and adopt the UK model?
OK, I don't think anyone will adopt exactly the same UK model, because they've
got half of French utility companies are operating in England, so why wouldn't they?
Well, different policy and legislation, but we'll leave that to the government.
Sorry, I thought we were in the European Union. Aren't we supposed to have the same? No, let's not go there,
please, not today. We've another show.
Before or after we get drachmas back? I don't know.
Scandinavia and the Nordics are a big market for us. We've already done a trial in the box, and that's now going to its next stage and rolling out in its tens of thousands across Sweden, Finland and Norway. And then the other markets for us are Europe, France, you mentioned, Poland. We've recently opened an office with the help of UKTI in Germany. We started that by doing some research, first of all, that was part-funded. And then the local office in Berlin also helped us setting up meetings and doing research and some shows and things. So that proved there was a market there. The German public want it. We now need to convince the utilities, and it's coming along strongly, again, with trial in a box.
And you talked about Abu Dhabi, or UAE?
Yes, yeah, we are doing...
Part of the world I know reasonably well.
Yeah, the other thing that we're keen to promote in that area and going... throughout Europe is water. And in the UK as well, there's a water shortage, hose pipe ban coming in. So we can now visualise, as well as electricity, gas and solar, from the electricity side of things and the energy, we can also do water. So if you can do the same thing and educate and engage people and show them where they're wasting their water and where their water's going and what it's costing them, because remember, lots of people are on meters now, and within Europe it's regulated, but not in the UK. We can do the same thing again. So a little bit here and there, it all adds up. If everybody could save and reduce by 10%, think of the big changes that we could make.
Rachel, you're very passionate about your company's product.
Energy for energy is what they tell me.
Well, that's probably about right. Talk a little bit about Rachel. How did you get into this business? What's your background? Where did you come from?
Okay, I previously lived and worked overseas for software companies, and because I've had the international travel and work experience, when I came back to the UK, I got a job for another Cambridge company who's no longer here, I'm afraid, and that was doing voice recognition systems, the systems you probably hate, press one, press two, and voice recognition, so for call centres. And I got involved very heavily in the utilities business, and I loved working with the utilities and the water companies. And then I had some children, and decided I didn't want to go and work into London anymore. Didn't want to be permanently based overseas. It wasn't really good to travel. So I said, right, I want a job in Cambridge doing something that makes a difference, ideally with utilities, but software would be good as well, and maybe some of my telco experience. And I was a bit stubborn, and I held out, and I held out, and I found Paddy, Patrick Cager-Smith, who owns Green Energy Options, and came along, met Paddy and Simon, and have been there 3 years now, and have gone from strength to strength.
And you've brought that skill set into that business, which they absolutely desperately needed, which is to understand international markets and how to go about tackling them.
Yeah, so I've got a combination of experience of understanding how utilities work and how they're growing, how they're needing to change. The customer care experience from my telco days and mobile business, which is invaluable in this space now as they're having to get to know their customers and deliver a better, stronger service and look after their customers. And then I've got the international experience of having sold and lived over abroad before.
Brilliant. Well, it's been really interesting having you come in today. We really appreciate it. We're going to have a quick word with Tin later, wrap up the official side of this thing just to make sure we don't upset our friends around at Histon. Okay, Tinley, that was an interesting conversation with Rachel, and one of the things which came out of it to me was we clearly have, as we know, we've known for years in this region, lots and lots of people with really great innovative ideas. You wouldn't have a Lancaster Aston Martin dealership in Harston if it wasn't for the fact there were people around here who got really good ideas.
Indeed, and a Bentley one now in Cambridge that I drive past all the time. Yeah,
So obviously in the process of going through this expo thing, you found some really good ideas, found some really good people. Is there any plans of you and Liz and the team at UKTI got any plans to repeat this idea and maybe put it in a different package? I mean, what's the thoughts along those lines?
I don't think we've got that far, although I think we would be keen to repeat something similar along these lines. I mean, just going back to the inception of this particular competition, it was something that was launched at a national level, as I mentioned earlier, in sponsorship with HSBC and PwC. So whether we do it again at a national level or we look to just run this in our region specifically, I think that's a decision we'll take sort of in the year ahead. But certainly, as you mentioned, you know, we've got great companies, not only in Cambridgeshire, but throughout the region with really good innovative ideas. Rachel's just explained in great detail what Green Energy Options do. You know, the great opportunity, particularly at a time when energy prices are rising, consumers are becoming more aware of their energy consumption. And it's a great tool for utility companies to build that relationship, a better relationship with their consumers, particularly when consumers maybe feel a bit done to by utility companies in terms of pricing, etc. So again, I think there's a real opportunity, not only for companies like Rachel's, but a lot of companies in the region. And as I mentioned earlier, this is really a big promotion to increase the number of companies that actually look to export. Many of your listeners have probably heard the recent budget statement where there was an ambition of increasing exports to a value of $1 trillion by 2020. The sort of that the Chancellor made, and I think you know, our own research shows to us that those companies that actually do look to export not only have a better chance of survival in what is a particularly difficult climate, but actually can see a significant uplift in terms of their productivity, and their bottom line are actually up to a third in a lot of cases. So again, there's a clear rationale for perhaps thinking broader and maybe not just drawing up the drawbridge, but actually thinking there is a second option, and that option might be to look to take your goods and services into international markets.
Well, as Rachel explained to us a little earlier, if you know how to go about doing that, and you're using UKTER and all the other facilities out there, you can make a very successful pitch for it. It makes a significant difference, and for a company like Green Energy Options, even just forming as a company, you have to look to that point where you're going to go to export, because otherwise you're just going to stagnate. You can't. There's no way a company like that can survive in a small marketplace. Yeah. You have to go beyond the marketplace. So to both of you, thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate it. It's been fabulous having you here this evening. And Rachel and your team, great luck. Hope everything goes really swimmingly for you. Good luck in Germany. It sounds like that's going to be the next big one for you. So good luck with that in Australasia and the Middle East and all of those places. And to Tinley, thank you very much for coming. Right. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, David.
Smallman on Star, making sense of business.
Well, that was fascinating stuff from Rachel and from Tinley. Thank you very much to them. Really appreciate it. Our thanks to series producer Mark, to editor Isha, to our news guru Emma and her great weekly roundup. And again, a special thanks to Tinley Topton for coming in from UKTI along with Rachel. If you want to get in touch with UKTI and talk about export and how UKTI can help you with your business and to develop your business, you need to go to ukti.gov.uk for their webpage. Or, of course, you can call the office in Histon and either speak to Tinley Topton or a previous guest on this show, Liz Basing. So hope you can get around to doing that. They are really helpful, guys. I know it's government folks, and I know people always get sort of very leery about doing the whole government thing, but believe you me, UKTI are a wonderful source of information and help when you're going off, setting off down that road, particularly down the export road. So I look forward to having you here back again next week at the same time, same place on the dial. Until then, remember, life's not fair. Just don't expect it to be. Good night.
Smallman on Star, brought to you by Impressions Print and Publish, the UK's favourite short-run book printer, specialising in self-publishing and business publications. Log on to printandpublish.co.uk.